How important is grassroots football to you? You might watch your son or daughter play every Sunday, or even your grandchildren. But increasingly in the three counties, grassroots clubs are feeling the economic pinch. We heard the story of Bletchley Football Club last week. They're facing financial difficulties. And now AFC Hartfield has been given a £1,000 grant by Hertfordshire County Council to stay afloat. Let's speak to Professor Ellis Cashmore, Professor of Sport at Staffordshire University. Hey, Ellis, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Ronnie. Which version do you prefer of Let's Get This Party Started? Shirley Bassey, Pink, or the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, we went through that. We were thinking, and I like the Black Eyed Peas, but...
I'm a traditionalist. I like Pink.
All right, good guess. Get you, eh? Ellis, this is important, isn't it? That especially we've seen what happened last week and this idea that the youth of today have been disenfranchised. Yep. Football clubs like this... Can you know they put a bit of bedrock, a wee bit of substance to a life?
They used to be,
don't they?
Ronnie. They used to be. I'm not so sure that they do so much nowadays. And please don't interpret what I'm saying now as if I like the present position. But I do think, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to disagree with me, but I believe that we've become too focused on the Premier League nowadays, and we're now in a position where we have a generation of young fans who are just looking to the Uniteds, the Chelseas, the Manchester Cities, the glamorous teams, and they've been dazzled by the glamour and the glitz of the Premier League. And it's almost as if they find the local teams, the Hatfields of this world, as a bit lackluster by comparison. And they weren't always this way, because as you said, they were part of the main arteries of the community. They were parts of the church. They had organic links with the local factories back in the day. But I'm afraid in the 21st century, they're beginning to look as if they're slightly out of place.
Does that mean then that we just let them go? We don't have the option, we just let them go, and then eventually we've got this kind of, you know, upper echelon of football that we get to watch?
I hope not. I really do hope not, but I fear that that's exactly what will happen over the next 10 or 15 years. I'm looking at the example of Hatfield, as you just mentioned, and of course Wrexham has recently been rescued. They've got a new business model, they call it, that they hope will see them to financial security over the next 5 years. But I'm not so sure. The truth is that we have 92 league clubs in a country the size of England. And then, on top of that, we have, you know, to use your phrase, the echelons below them. And so these are all parts of our locality, all once were. But, of course, we're now much more mobile than we once were. People go to universities in far-flung places. Then their first jobs means that they'll probably have to work outside town, so they travel. And that old-style sense of the organic community, I think, has really been devastated in one way or another and been replaced by something else. And I'm afraid the clubs are trying to adapt to a very different kind of environment. It's going to be tough for them from this point onwards, I feel. And I regret it.
See, I'll watch any sport, any live sport. I love it. But I've kind of gone off it. And I'll be honest with you, I've packed in my Sky Sports.
Well, me too, Ronnie.
Because I can't afford it, but I got bored by watching so-called superstars.
I agree. I've thrown my towel in as well with Sky. If there's a game that I want to see, I kind of pick and choose them and watch them at the gym if I have to.
I think as well, I'm going to start watching local teams again, you know, and maybe go along to sort of Deucin League level and that kind of thing. And I don't think it's Deucin now.
But are trying to turn back the clock, Ronnie.
I'm done, am I?
You know, you're trying, and I think it's a great effort. But I do think it's a task comparable with King Canute's. I really do think you're trying to shout back the waves here.